PBS's Nawaz, there's no evidence for criticisms of Waltz's claims about his military record. By Ian Hanchett on August 9, 2024. On Friday's PBS NewsHour, co-host Amna Nawaz claimed that there is no evidence for criticisms from the Trump-Vance campaign of 2024 Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz's D. claims about his military record, one of which includes criticism of Waltz for claiming he carried weapons in war, which the Harris-Waltz campaign acknowledged as a valid criticism when they said that he misspoke when he said that. In the segment, which was recorded before the Harris-Waltz campaign statement, Nawaz said, "We've also seen, from Sen. Vance, R.O., focusing now on Tim Waltz's military career. This is a new line of attack we've seen open up from Republicans. We know Mr. Waltz served in the Army National Guard for 24 years before retiring. And we've heard Vance attack him in this way from time to time." She then played video of Vance saying that Waltz left his unit before they went to Iraq. Nawaz then stated, "Ileana, this is so reminiscent of that swift boating attack on John Kerry back in 2004. We know the same man is behind it who's running the Trump campaign now, Chris LaCivita. Why run these attacks when there's no evidence for what they're saying right now?" Washington Free Beacon editor-in-chief Ileana Johnson responded, "I do think there is some evidence for what they're saying. But let's look at it in two parts. One is the issue on the merits, where I think there's no question Tim Waltz has padded and inflated his resume. And the second is, his military." Nawaz then cut in to ask, "How? In what way specifically?" Johnson continued, "Tee-hee, timing of his retirement is suspect. And I think it would take a little longer to talk about the timeline of that. He had gotten a warning that they were going to be called up. And he said in a press release for his campaign, 'If called up, I have a duty to serve.' He didn't do that. It's clear he has inflated this and he's made it a part of his biography." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.